This is the Elite Development Podcast, a show with the aim of helping athletes evolve in every element of their careers through real-world advice and experience. I'm your host, Kenny Dussault. I'm a strength and conditioning coach in Calgary, Alberta, with a singular focus on building better athletes. And now, let's get to the episode. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast, the number one show for athletes looking to gain an edge on their opponents and build their dream careers in sport. I'm your host, Kenny Dussault, and today we're talking about your biggest weakness. Now, why are we talking about your biggest weakness? Why are we bringing this topic today? Now, the reason that we're talking about weaknesses and we're talking about, you know, understanding your biggest weakness is because this is something that so many athletes overlook. You know, so many athletes I hear talk about, you know, focus on your strength, just get better at your strengths and don't worry about your weaknesses and all of these things. And the other way that I see a lot of athletes go is just not admitting that they have a weakness. You know, I'll ask an athlete, what's your biggest struggle right now in your sport? Nothing. I'm doing great everywhere. Cool. But if you were doing that great everywhere, you'd probably be on top of the sport right now, wouldn't you? And so many athletes don't like to admit that they have a weakness. And so many athletes also just don't want to focus on their weaknesses because they'd rather put more time into their strengths. So we're going to talk about both of those angles and why you need to switch up that mentality around them. So number one, let's talk about those who don't believe they have a weakness. Guys, come on. All of us have weaknesses. Every single person here has weaknesses. Every single person here has struggles. Every single person here is uncertain about something or can improve in some way, shape, or form. So stop trying to say that you don't have a weakness. Stop trying to say that you're bulletproof everywhere, because you're not. And honestly, it's doing you more of a disservice than it is actually helping you. Because if you just walk around saying that you're perfect everywhere and you've got, you know, no issues at all, what's going to happen is someone else is going to find that weakness first and someone else is going to be able to exploit it. And so I would much rather find my own weakness before stepping into a fight than have someone else find it while I'm in a ring fighting. Get what I'm saying? And the other way I want to make sure that I frame this is that looking for your biggest weakness doesn't even mean you have some big glaring weakness that needs a lot of immediate attention. But if everything's at 100 and one thing's at a 96, if you put a little more time into that 96, you can make sure that everything's at 100, right? So even if it's not big and glaring and in need of immediate dire attention, understanding your weaknesses and understanding what areas of your game needs work is beneficial to you more than just pretending you don't have them, because they're there, they exist. So why would you not want to fix them? Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about why a lot of athletes, I feel, either don't understand that they have a weakness or why a lot of athletes don't actually put the effort into fixing their weaknesses. So number one, why athletes don't understand that they have a weakness, plain and simple, guys, is just a lack of awareness. Because like I said, understanding your weaknesses doesn't mean that you have some deep, dark problem that needs masses of immediate attention or else you're not going to be able to compete. Understanding your weaknesses means you're always just trying to look for the little hole in the armor and find that next step. I remember working with an athlete for a while that, you know, he was dominating opponents and he won, I think, 4 fights in a row, was doing super, super well. And every area felt really solid. He's like, yeah, I always feel like I'm stronger than my opponent. I always feel like I've got a better gas tank. I always feel like I've got the speed advantage. Everything's going super, super well in my way. So we're looking at, you know, what is the next area of improvement for this guy? And instead of just saying, well, everything's perfect, so we're just going to keep doing what we're doing, what I got him thinking about was improving his weight cuts. You know, he was getting down to a weight that was difficult for him to get down to. And so I started talking to him about hiring on a weight cut specialist to make that easier for himself. Because if every area of his game is feeling good, why would we not want to make this area feel that much better by having it professionally done? And so looking for those little areas in your game that you can improve is just going to help you reach new heights. It's just going to help you reach new levels. But if you're so stubborn in the fact of, I don't have any weaknesses, everything in my game is perfect, an opponent is going to exploit that weakness. An opponent is going to find it before you do. And if an opponent finds it before you do, they're going to be able to take advantage of it. So being aware and being able to admit to yourself, this area of my game needs work, is a crucial and underrated tool that a lot of athletes overlook. Now, when you are actually more aware and when you actually do come at that with, you know, that sense of wanting to improve, that sense of, you know, actually spending time focusing on your weaknesses, the next area that I see a lot of athletes struggle with is effectively addressing their weaknesses. And so what I mean when I say that is so many athletes, you know, will actually come out and say, okay, like this might be a weaker area of my game. I struggle a little bit, you know, here, there, wherever, but then just keep doing what they're doing and think that, you know, the work I'm doing right now is enough. And guys, your training schedule needs to be built around making sure you're improving your weaknesses and making sure that you are also maximizing your strengths. If you have an area of your game that's a little weaker, if you have an area of your game that you're uncertain about, why are you not spending more time trying to address that? And that doesn't always mean more time in the gym. That doesn't always mean, you know, more hours of training or harder training. Oftentimes, what that means, plain and simple, is spending different time outside of the gym addressing these weaknesses. Because a lot of the time, if you feel like every area of your game is really on point, start looking outside of the sport for that weakness. Start looking outside of the sport for that next point of improvement. Because it might be something outside of the sport. How's your nutrition? How's your recovery? How's your sleep? What are the other areas of your life you can improve that are going to allow you to compete and perform at a higher level? So when you start looking and actually being aware of your weaknesses, the next thing you need to do, and I do not say that lightly, the next thing you need to do is put in an action plan to improve them. The amount of athletes that I've spoken to that, you know, they have a certain struggle, let's say their conditioning, because that's obviously a common one I see. They're like, yeah, you know, I've struggled with my conditioning to go three hard rounds basically since I started fighting. And then I say, okay, like, what are you doing to work on that? Nothing really. Like, I go to practice. I'm like, you've been struggling with this for years and you've never thought, oh, I should do something about this, or, oh, I should, you know, make a change so that this isn't such a problem for me anymore. You know, you need a game plan. You need to take action. So whatever that issue is, let's say it's sleep. Let's say every area of your game feels really good. Everything's progressing. You feel like you're strong in all facets of the sport itself. And you go, okay, the next thing that I need to improve on is my sleep. Now, what's the plan to actually improve it? Because it's easy to say, oh, I don't get enough sleep, and then talk about needing more. But what are you actually doing to get more? Little routines, little simple things that you can implement into your day to fix these issues are going to make massive differences. Even right now, I'll tell you, my weakness, even as a human being at the moment, is not getting enough sleep. But now, instead of just saying I don't get enough sleep, I'm implementing things into my day to try to make sure I get more. As an example, I separate my day into two chunks. Most days I'm able to do this. Mondays, it's a little more difficult with the way my schedule works. But I work through the morning, and then I have a little bit of time off where I can take a little bit of sleep if I need it during the day, and then I work through the evening. So giving myself that extra 30 minutes, that extra hour, whatever it is during the day, just helps relieve the fact that I might not be getting 7 to 8 hours every night. But also another little thing is I have a nighttime alarm that goes off. 9 o'clock every night, I have something that goes off on my phone to tell me it's time to wrap up whatever you're doing and go to bed. And it seems like a stupid little trick, but that was something I struggled with for years. And now it's not that I'm getting to bed immediately by nine every night, but that reminder every night goes off and immediately I go, oh, right, yeah, I got to start wrapping up. And then I start, you know, putting away whatever I'm working on or putting away whatever I'm doing. And I start moving towards going to bed. So if you have these little weaknesses, if you have these little areas that you know you're not performing or you know you're not, you know, really living up to what you need, start thinking about these little tricks that can remind you, or these little things you can start doing that are going to help push you in that direction. You know, like I said, sleep right now isn't something that I'm getting enough of. So I'm making sure that I have a set time in the middle of the day that I can get some extra sleep if I need it. And I have a nighttime alarm that goes off to make sure that I'm wrapping my day up, if I'm not already, by the time 9 o'clock rolls around. And those have just helped me not make it perfect, but definitely make it better. Now, instead of getting to bed by 11, I'm getting to bed by 9:30, 10 o'clock. And that's that extra hour, hour and a half of sleep every night. So be aware of the weaknesses and then actually put in a plan in order to improve them. And then when it comes to, let's say it is a training related weakness, let's say you sit down right now and you say, okay, the area of my game that's weak is my wrestling. We're going to use as an example. Then why are you not going to every wrestling practice available at your gym? Why are you saying, yeah, this is my weak area, this is where I need the most work, but I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing? It's like, what you're doing is what caused it to be a weakness in the first place. So you need to change it up. You need to add in a wrestling practice, take out one of those things you enjoy more. If you think, you know, oh, I don't have time to add anything in, cool. How many classes are you going to with the thing that you're actually stronger at? How many striking classes are you going to right now? If that's your strong point, maybe drop that from 4 a week to 2 a week for a little while and add in an extra wrestling class. Those little tweaks and those little changes are what is going to allow you to make the positive changes in yourself as an athlete, which in turn is going to allow you to make those positive changes and create a longer, more sustainable, more profitable athletic career. So put in the action plan to actually improve the areas that you're weak if you want to be successful. Now, the key here too, like I was saying earlier in the episode, is that having a weakness in your game doesn't necessarily mean some big gaping hole. And what the way I want you to think about it, and the way I always try to think about it with my athletes and what I try to push with my athletes, is all we're trying to do is make your weaknesses into your strengths and then repeat that cycle. So if you're feeling like when I work with an athlete, if they're feeling like their gas tank is their biggest issue right now, we're going to put a lot of time into fixing that problem. And then when that problem's fixed, there's no glaring hole in the armor. There's no big gap that they're struggling with, but we look for whatever has fallen off the most. One of the most common questions I ask my athletes in the gym or through our training app is, what do you feel you need to touch on more? And so, plain and simple, I want them thinking about, what area of my game do I feel like needs the most work? You know, physically, what area of my body is currently feeling the weakest that we can put more effort into? And it's not that one area is like drastically falling off, but if I know that an athlete is struggling with some tight hip flexors, as an example, everything's feeling really physically good, but they've got some, you know, hip flexors are kind of achy after practice or whatever it is, then we're going to do more work on that weakness, because it's not always going to be enjoyable, but that's going to be the next step to putting the best version of that athlete into competition every time they compete. So this, what I really want you guys to take away from this as we wrap it up, is we need to make sure that we are always addressing the weaknesses in your game. We need to make sure that you are not just taking for granted that everything feels great right now, and you're always trying to think of, even if everything feels great, what's the next move? Even if everything feels great, what feels slightly less great than everything else? What can I tweak to make a slight improvement to my game? And sometimes you're going to tweak it and it's going to be wrong. You're not going to, you know, feel any improvement from what you change. But if you don't feel any improvement from what you change, or you feel like something gets worse, change it up again. That's the magic of this, guys, is that the goal is never to stay stagnant, but you're also not stuck in any routine. You know, that's why I always talk to my athletes as well. And through the week, I'm asking them multiple times a week, how is everything feeling? Do you need anything from me? Do we need to change anything up in the program? And then that way, anytime they're feeling like something's not going well, or anytime they're feeling like they're not getting a result that they're looking for, we're making a change to push more for that result. Either that, or they're going to tell me, hey, I feel like we need to work more here, and I'll explain what my plan is and how that's going to help with that thing. And then we keep making the progress that we're making. So stop staying stagnant and just thinking what I'm doing is working, so I'm going to keep doing it, and start looking for that next step. Start looking for that one weak area that can be the unlock to the next level in your career. So guys, that is it. That is all. As we wrap up the show, my one ask of you, as always, is that if you got some value from the show today, make sure you share it with a teammate. Make sure you share it with a friend. Make sure you share it with somebody who's going to need to hear this message. This is a small podcast. Our goal is to keep it growing, keep reaching more athletes, keep creating more impact. And we do that through word of mouth. We do that through you guys sharing with friends, sharing with coaches, sharing with teammates. So all of you, thank you. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, I would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed and left a review for the show. As well, I would love to hear what your biggest takeaways were from the episode. My contact info is linked below. Send me a message and let me know what you thought. As always, I'm your host, Kenny Dussault. Thank you again, and see you next time.